DW.
A group of schoolchildren are watching the penguins at Cape Town's aquarium, which showcases some 8,000 animals found along South Africa's coastline. Here can be seen the ragged-toothed shark that trawls the Indian Ocean, seals and penguins, the kelp forests of the Atlantic, tropical fish and many other creatures, great and small. But look for a marine insect and you'll be hard-pressed to find one.
So here at the Two Oceans Aquarium, we don't often get marine insects. Reason being is that there are so few of them, actually, that are true marine insects.
That's Renee Luna of the aquarium. She adds that insects are tiny and have very special needs, which makes them difficult to care for there. Insects are one of the largest groups of living things on Earth. Over a million different species have been identified, representing about 80% of all the world's species. Insects live and flourish just about anywhere and in any condition. Yet although they're one of the most diverse life forms, only 30 to 40,000 species are considered aquatic, of which just 100 or so are found in the marine environment.
I think this is really one of the unanswered questions in science.
There have been numerous theories as to why insects haven't successfully colonized the ocean.
That's Charles Griffiths and Mike Picker. They're two of South Africa's most respected experts on insects and co-authors of the go-to book on the subject, Field Guide to Insects of Southern Africa. Both are lecturers at the University of Cape Town's Department of Biological Studies. I asked them, what is it about insects that make them live in abundance the world over, except the sea? Professor Griffiths is a marine biologist.
There are a very large number of insects living in fresh water, so the fact that it's an aquatic environment definitely doesn't prevent the insects from being in the ocean. And they're not fazed by salinity. So if you look at saltwater bodies on land, then they're dominated by insects as well. So the fact that there are no insects in the sea is not because sea is wet, and it's not because the sea is salty. There are other reasons here.
Professor Picker, an insectologist, has a theory of his own.
I think one of the possible explanations is the big difference in the stages of the life cycle of an insect, where there's always an adult stage, which is generally winged. So there's no problem with a larval insect living in the sea, and that's the stage which is normally covered by seawater on the shoreline. But it's much more difficult for an adult winged insect to make a living out in the mid-ocean, let alone under the water, because the body is really very, very specialized.
Most marine insects live in the intertidal zone, with only part of their lives underwater, notably in the egg, larval and pupa stages. There is, however, one group, the sea skaters, that is truly a marine species living far out at sea, as Picker explains.
The sea skaters, halobates, are the only truly pelagic insects. They live on the surface and they live pretty much like they do on freshwater lakes. They scoot around on the surface feeding on trapped insects and dead organisms, so they don't actually venture beneath the ocean.
Most marine insects are herbivorous, living on seaweed, but a few eat carcasses that wash up on the shore, and insects themselves are food for birds and other marine animals. One insect that's made its home by the sea is the intertidal parasitoid wasp. Dr. Simon van Noort, curator of entomology at the Iziko Museum of South Africa, has studied them.
What this spider does is it takes empty limpet shells and it secures those limpet shells to the underside of boulders. The spider seals the perimeter of the shell with its silk web. Now there's a tiny little parasitoid wasp. The female wasp will lay her egg inside one of the spider eggs, and the wasp larvae will consume the contents of the spider egg. The wasp larvae will then pupate inside the spider egg, and then at the end of the cycle, when the adult wasps emerge, they have to chew their way out of that particular egg sac to go and find another egg sac with fresh eggs for laying eggs into.
It all seems a bit gruesome, but van Noort explains that the wasp plays a crucial role in the local ecosystem. The spider, which is an arachnid and not an insect, by the way, is the predator of a little crustacean. This, in turn, plays a fundamental ecological role by breaking down seaweed, which releases nutrients back into the sea. Too many spiders means not enough crustaceans. By destroying spider eggs, the wasp keeps the predator numbers under control. Griffiths says beetles, midges, and kelp flies also have short but meaningful lives in terms of their contribution to the local ecosystem.
Around the world, there are different species of seaweed flies, and the maggots of those seaweed flies are very important in decomposing seaweeds. So there can be tens of thousands of them on each meter of shoreline. So if you turn over a piece of soggy, wet kelp that's washed up on the beach, it's writhing with maggots. And those maggots very effectively remove that material and decompose it. So that material basically washes back into the sea again and then refertilizes the kelp bed. So it's kind of a circulation system.
Most people are disgusted when they see maggots and don't realize what important ecological roles insects play. Sue Brundrett is a teacher and environmental activist who regularly brings groups of children to investigate the plant and animal life along the seashore.
I like to bring groups of children down here so that they can get exposed to the marine biodiversity. I always look for areas where there's a lot of kelp because that means that there will be a lot of life, including the birds and insects, like in these piles of kelp over here. If we have a look, you can see there's some kelp flies and copepods all feeding on the kelp. And then the birds in turn are drawn to this area to feed on those. It all forms part of the marine ecosystem, and which is very important that the children get to understand that and respect that everything has its key role to play in the ecosystem.
Glynis Crook, DW, Cape Town.
DW